Blog Talk Radio.
Mary, welcome to the Wisdom of Ada Marie, the Golden Oracle. I'm Mary Blake, your host. And last week we had something special happening, and everyone who listened learned some very interesting things about how a seer sees opportunity. We've had so many enthusiastic responses that we decided that we'd better do something about it. So one of her clients has volunteered to come in today and talk about how miracles can happen when you follow a seer's advice about opportunity. So, Ada Marie, who do you have for us?
I have Troy Casey, and he should come on in a few moments, I think. Came for a retreat, and he and his wife actually came together, and I worked with them for a three-day retreat, and they had fabulous information, which they thought was terrific, went home and opened themselves up to the opportunities I had given them. And bless his heart, Troy stayed with it, and I am very, very happy to have him come on the show today. He should be coming in any time. And
could you tell us just a little bit more about your retreats?
Well, my retreats are 3 days, one person only. In this case, he brought his wife because they're in business together. But normally, I just do one individual for 3 days, and they come, they fly in, I pick them up, or they drive in. But we spend 3 full days, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, working together on one individual to help them to grow and to take away all the roadblocks that have kept them from being successful. And I work with many stars, many musicians, many CEO people, and, you know, it's been amazing how many people have gone back to their company. And
what are your facilities like? Where exactly is Oracle Arizona?
And I have a special little guest house. If you go on my site, you'll see pictures of the guest house. You'll see pictures of the property. It's up on the bottom of Mount Lemmon, and it's very private, and it's very quiet. You'll be amazed at the peace that you find when you're here. Because we have no helicopters, no sirens, like the city. We don't have any of those things, which is absolutely wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people hate to leave, and some people will stay a day or two extra because they just want to be here and do a little more work. But we work pretty heavy for those 3 days. So if you come, plan to be spending that time with me, and the material you need will be given to you when you leave.
And what sort of activities do you have in those weekends?
One-on-one work. It is one-on-one work. It's working on your person to bring you to the highest potential I can possibly bring you, and it seems to work. For many years, 46 years I've done this, and 46 years, you can see many people that have become very successful in the film and music business and also in other companies that they have gone from a middle or upper job to being the head of a company. So it's all a matter of who you are, what you want to be, and how much you're willing to work for it. So people get passed over sometimes just because they do not have the strength or the wisdom to work hard enough to go forward to get a raise. They want a raise, but every time you get a raise, you get a responsibility or two or three.
Of course, absolutely. Sure.
That's right, and that's what will
take
you
eventually. That happens all the time.
Yeah, to the top of the company. If you are starting your own company, it is extremely important that you know the things that are going to boost you and make you go forward in your company.
Mm-hmm.
So that is what we did for Troy, and he should be coming on any minute. I told him at 25-2 to call in, so it's just about that now.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And I'm really proud of him. He just really has done a phenomenal job. So
That's
he should
great.
Be coming in any minute.
Yeah, well, you know, when you work with someone,
mm-hmm.
obviously we as healers, as counselors, as spiritual advisors and whatever, we can't do the work. What we can do is point you in the direction and give you the best advice and ideas we have.
Well, I give people as many tools as I can, and I send them home with workbooks to work so they can take what they got here and move forward with it. So I don't send anybody away without something in hand so that they can look up, go back, reiterate, and work with what they've been given.
Oh, great. Well, I believe Troy has arrived. Let's bring him on.
Okay.
Hello, Troy. This is Mary Blake.
Hi.
Hi, Ada Marie.
Hi, Mary.
And I are looking forward to hearing what you have to say.
Well, thanks for having me on the show. Thank you so much, Mary. And hi, Ada Marie. How are you?
I'm good, Troy. I'm terrifically glad you can be on the show today. I was just telling them how you had come for a retreat and then went home and just jumped right in there and started going great guns. So just tell them what you...
Could I ask, just kind of as the host here, could I ask what your life was like at the point that you decided to go for Ada Marie's retreat?
Yeah, well, I've transformed my life many different times during my life. I'm 50 this year, and so I found Ada Marie on social media. I connect with a lot of people on social media, and she connected with me on LinkedIn. And I thought that she was very interesting. I have an intuitive read on people, and I found her very interesting and endearing. And she was very heart-centered. And I saw that she had a tremendous amount of wisdom. So when I got on the phone to see how I could help her with her business, she talked about a personal retreat. And, you know, I'm on a journey of self-love to myself. And so I'm always working on tuning myself up, you know, taking care of my body. And then, of course, you know, relationships can be a lot of work, and sometimes they can get out of hand. And I've got businesses, the modern world. We live in Los Angeles, which requires, you know, a lot of energy and attention. And so having someone give us guidance on you know, things that are very near and dear to our heart is very important. And the intimate setting that we had at Ada Marie's retreat center was amazing. It was just what the doctor ordered. And so it was about 3 days. So it was a good vacation, disconnection from the regular world. And then she helped us psychologically, you know, good spiritual advice, also some good physical advice with the home remedies she gave for us. Real practical tools that we were able to go home and feel better. And she also connected me. I'm starting to study with a new mentor right now, and she was the one who mentioned the fellow that I'm studying with right now. So I'm very interested in self-discovery, personal development, and so she played a pivotal role in that since we came home.
Great.
Wait
a minute. I want to just say something. Can I say something right here?
Sure.
You brought up something that is near and dear to my heart. Many people think of spiritual advisors and seers and people like us as airy fairy, and they don't understand what the world is all about. And you just said something amazing, and that excites me. And so. So you're saying literally that you found her to be very practical as well as spiritual, right?
Absolutely. I mean, her wisdom is incredible. She's been on the planet for about, you know, 25, 30 years more than I have, and you know, I mean, her history is profound. They lived on the prairie in Wyoming, and, you know, they didn't have doctors, and they didn't have all this modern-day equipment, so she was able to learn and transfer a lot of that information, you know, over to me. The folk remedies alone, the herbal remedies were very powerful, as well as just practical tips on how to get along in everyday life.
Oh, yeah.
Well, also,
great.
Troy, you had an opportunity to meet Joel Bauer, too, and that I thought was really awesome for you.
Yes, it was. Ada Marie mentioned Joel Bauer to me, and Joel Bauer, you know, he's trained Tony Robbins and Kevin Trudeau and many of the big speakers of today, Mark Victor Hansen, Robert Allen. And so he's the trainer's trainer, and that's the type of people I like to study. I like to go to the source. And so I saw an advertising. She mentioned him, and within a month or two, I saw an advertisement come across my desk, and I clicked on it, and it was him, and I remembered that she had mentioned something about him. And so, you know, one thing leads to another, and so, you know, it's some, you could call it magic. You know, or you could say it was very practical, you know.
Well,
let's call it
practical magic. How about that?
There you go. Hallelujah.
That's wonderful. So, Ada Marie, I understand this is just par for the course for you, but clearly it was something that Troy had never experienced before, right, Troy?
Yeah, I mean, it was the information that she gave both me and my wife. I mean, she did she looked at our feet, and you know, depends on how you know your ability as a healer. But she used the feet. She was able to give a read on our health and tell us things that we needed to hear, and so
yeah,
extremely practical as well. And so and just the tips and tools of how to deal with negative self-talk during the day. You know, we can all get caught up in it. And
that's big, isn't it? Oh man, yeah.
And just taking time out for self and really, you know, honoring self and really checking in. And then if I have problems, I can always call Ada for advice. And here's the thing, you know, there is a bit of divide and conquer going on a little bit, and separation. We're a lot of us are disconnected, period, and we don't have our elders, the family unit in the elder. And we used to go to the elders, people that have been around for a long time, the oracles, you know, of the tribe, and we would get information that we needed, the medicine men, medicine women, and that's kind of gone out of our society. And so having someone like that to connect with, we love. My wife loves it especially.
How
well,
about you?
They belong to the healing circle, Mary. And the healing circle is $50 a month. And then they can call in whenever they have a question or something. And if I'm on another call, I call them back. But basically, they can do that throughout the month because they're on an automatic healing circle. And how many places can you go for $50 a month and make a quick call and say, should I take this flight or should I do this or should I do that? Or I need a little help here. I'm kind of stuck. And that's what I do, right, Troy?
Yeah, and yes, that's exactly what you do, Ada Marie, and it actually, you know, helps. And I'm not on the phone very long with you, and just having a good, you know, reasonable soundboard, an intelligent human being to talk to, you know, besides all of her other gifts, her ability to see those gifts. I mean, she's a sound person and an elder to speak with that can be extremely practical. And get me out of my head and get me back
great.
Out there and moving.
That's a big deal. So how has your life changed since you've been working with Ada Marie?
Being more and more fine-tuned. I mean, we were very relaxed and in a completely different state of mind. When we left, I actually got a ticket leaving from her town near Tucson, And I was in such a positive state of mind, and I kept telling myself to tell the police officer, you know, don't give this guy a ticket. You know, he doesn't need a ticket. He doesn't need a ticket. And sure enough, he's like, you know what? You guys are really nice people. I'm just going to let you off on this one. And it was like, so I was in a
You got stopped, but you didn't get a ticket? Oh, that's wonderful.
He did exactly what I said. He put out a positive energy.
Uh-huh.
So just a real good positive energy tune-up. And then again, you know, 2 or 3 months later, I connected with Joel Bauer, who Ada talked to me about before, kind of just in passing. But that's the type of thing. It's these little things that she sees clearly or she mentions, and then next thing you know, you're going down that path, and it's completely improving my life. So just a couple of weeks since I've studied with him, you know, I've tuned up my consciousness around business, around how to present myself, how I'm perceived, and this helps in business, especially when you're looking to make more money and to, you know, make your lifestyle better. And, you know, I've got a family of four, so it's a big deal, you know, living in Los Angeles. And so staying tuned up at next level, I'm an entrepreneur. I'm creating just from ideas out of my head. So I need support, and the support that I got from Ada Marie helped me tremendously.
That's fabulous.
And because he took the opportunity and went to work with it, and that's what it takes. I could talk till I was blue in the face, and that's why I'm so proud of Troy and his wife. I'm really proud of them because he took that information and he run with it. And if they don't do that, nobody's going to help them because they're not going to put forth the effort. And
Isn't that the truth?
That's right.
I'm very proud of you, young man.
honestly, you know, as a spiritual counselor myself, I've had people, and you tell them exactly what they need to hear, and they go and they do whatever they want to do, and then they blame you. It's funny. But when you get someone like Troy that really follows the guidance and the advice and everything, does it make your year, you know?
It does. It's just wonderful. And over the years, I've put so many people in a good place, and they've done very good business, and they've been really, really, I mean, they've been really at the task taking care of things. So these younger people, that's why I was so impressed with Troy and his wife, because they did it. And a lot of people come, they go away and don't do anything. So that made me real happy. I felt like I had accomplished something just by being able to help them a little bit. I mean,
my gosh,
they're working hard.
Wonderful. Yeah, absolutely. That is sensational. I'm so sorry that your wife wasn't able to come on with us, but that's how it goes, you know. What are you going to do?
So, Troy, are you still going to the main seminar with Joel?
Yes, I start tomorrow, 7-day intensive.
Oh, you do? Well,
yes.
Listen, you'll be so amazed. It'll just turn you into $1 million business. I can tell
you
that. I've had other people that have gone there. A girl in the East Coast went all the way back there, and she's just doing great. And another girl in L.A. Went, and she's doing great. And so you will just, this will be wonderful for you.
Well, that's great. I mean, my wife will love that. My intention, I've got big lofty ideals and a big purpose and mission on this planet. And so my objective is just to become a better communicator and be able to hone my message that it's crystal clear and that I'm meeting and reaching the people to elevate human consciousness. And so the money will just be a byproduct of that.
And that's a good way to think. You're doing what you love best, and you do it well.
And money is basically It's fine if everything else is good, but if money alone just it just doesn't cut it, you know that.
That's correct. That's correct. Yeah. I've got a very good understanding of.
Tell us the name of your. What business are you in? What do you do?
Well, I specialize in holistic health and consciousness, and so I worked in the Amazon for 10 years with an herbal company, and. I saw the deforestation and I got very clear on what we were doing to the environment and our responsibility for that as a species and how it's affecting us, how it's affecting biodiversity, how it's affecting oxygen levels, et cetera, et cetera. But nobody really cares about the Amazon. They do, but they don't have the time or the bandwidth to focus on that. And so I had to, I'm always working on representing and packaging the idea, and ultimately it's boiled down to this. We can't expect the world to be healthy unless we are healthy ourselves. The only real estate we have any dominion over is our human body temple. And so if I can turn people on to that journey of self-love, to the journey of taking care of their body, and 70% of the American people are obese right now, autoimmune issues, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, autism skyrocketing. These are, to me, it's a direct reflection of our treating of the environment. We are a symbiotic relationship to the environment. So we've put all these toxic compounds on the earth, the soil, the air, the water, and the food. And so it's coming back to reflect on the species as a human being. And so to change that for future generations, because I also have children, for genetic expression, then it's my responsibility to transform human consciousness, elevate the consciousness, so at least we're not, basically contaminating the water, air, and soil. We're not basically pooping in our spoon and shoving it in our face. And so we've got to get off that choo-choo train. We've got to transform the consciousness, elevate the consciousness beyond what we're doing. And so, and it's not righteous indignation. It's very practical. If we don't get it together, right now our systems are stressed. The oceans are stressed. The rainforest is stressed. What we're seeing in Flint, Michigan is common. The Gulf spill. The Porter Ranch gas leak 2 months ago in Los Angeles, the Fukushima. I mean, I can go on.
Not even to mention Love Canal. But you said something
totally.
when you brought up the Amazon. How many people understand that between the Amazon and the rainforest in Puerto Rico, those are the lungs of the world? I mean,
how can
we breathe without? How can the world breathe without their lungs? And the deforestation is terrible. It's and the criminal kind of things that industry is doing. I mean, even our toothpaste is loaded with aluminum oxide. I mean, come on.
Yes. So this is what I'm all about. I use the media to elevate the consciousness on basic, fundamental principles.
Mm-hmm.
And so the systems are defunct at the core level: geopolitics, energy, commerce, media. Media is full of violence and pornography. And so the bottom line is all the systems have to be changed. Education, we have to create things that are holistic. And to do that, we first have to elevate the consciousness. I feel and see that it's already happening. Elon Musk, who creates electric cars, he just released the Model 3, and they haven't produced them yet, but they sold they took $14 billion worth of orders, and the Saudis announced that they were going to release their $2 trillion of oil reserves. It was up for sale because they see a world beyond oil. So the great thing is we're transforming. The two things that I think that are holding humanity back at the core level are money with the predatory lending and oil, and these things are intertwined. And so those systems ultimately have to be transformed, and transform. Not, I'm not talking about socialism or utopian, this, that, or the other thing. I'm talking about coming to terms, fundamental terms on air, water, and soil, which is the common human heritage. We may not believe in the same God, or we may not believe in the this, that, or the other thing, but air, water, and soil is what makes human species life possible, hospitable, possible. And so if we don't come to agreement on that, there won't be any furthering of the geopolitics or anything else. So the revamping of systems, and I work with a military analyst, and he told me that we watch technology explode, yet we don't remember that weaponization is also technology. And anyone who wants a weapon of mass destruction in the next 10 or 15 years because of open source blueprinting and 3D printing will be able to make a dirty bomb in their basement off their computer, will be able to make a nuclear weapon, et cetera, et cetera. Hmm. And so, the bottom line is the only way out is to raise human consciousness. And we are only conscious to the degree we are healthy, and healthy to the degree we are conscious. So the entry point, again, is the health of the human body and helping people understand what fundamental holistic health is, the fundamental principles of that, breathing, hydration, nutrition, sleep, basic human operating systems, basic human manual. And we've gotten so far away from that. We've disconnected from ourselves, from our elders, from the earth, et cetera. So it's just time for reconnection. This is a great time to be alive. I'm an eternal optimist.
Good for you.
It sounds as if
working with Ada Marie has not dampened your enthusiasm at all.
No, she's given me poetic license.
I'm practical. I come from the country. I'm a little country girl, and I come from the country. And as Troy said, he said, everything you say is practical. Well, when you're in the country, everything has to be practical. You're 60 miles from the nearest town. What are you going to do? You're going to run down there and buy some hamburgers or something? I don't think so.
And you know, I grew up in a small town in southern Illinois in the middle of the Depression. And believe me, in the Depression, either if something broke, you either fixed it or you learned how to do without it, one or the other. So we got really, really, really practical. You know, and I caught myself once. I was shocked. They came out of my mouth. I said, "What these kids need is a good depression to teach them the value of things and the value of life and the value of the spiritual and the mental and the emotional."
Listen, if they just learn how not to lie and to be honest. And to keep their word. Their word is their bond. That's what they were born with.
That's right.
I'm sorry. They've got to learn to be honest, and they've got to learn to keep their word. Because they're the ones who are going to suffer.
It's interesting that some people, not everybody, because I've met very young people who were really working hard and creating fascinating things and taking responsibility for their lives. But it seems like some people these days are kind of in a fix me mode. You know, if something goes wrong, fix it. You know, if something isn't working, just throw it out and get a new one.
Yeah, I mean, I've got two small children, so I've called a moratorium on buying plastic toys a long time ago. Luckily, our children are going to Rudolf Steiner schools, the Waldorf school system, and they actually know how to fix stuff. They know how to knit and needlepoint and woodwork and all sorts of cool stuff. It's a miracle, man, because I got disconnected from that. I don't know how to fix anything.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well,
you know, there you go.
And
it's amazing that sometimes we go full circles. We get into such a mess that we have to get back to basics somehow or other. And it looks as if a seer brought you into a very interesting situation, and I'm excited to hear all of this. It's wonderful.
Troy, I want you to tell people how to reach you on the internet, because a lot of people out there listening today might want to email you, and it would be wonderful if you would put your email on the internet, or whatever you do with it, I think, on the computer. Can you do that?
You guys hear me?
I think you can
a little
tell
bit.
Mary.
Yeah, you're broke up a little bit.
Okay, let me get into. I'm in a garage.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Perfect.
Yes.
So the best way to get a hold of me, I have my own holistic lifestyle brand, so I'm all over the internet. Certified Health Nut is the name of my brand.
Thank you.
Certified. So you can get a hold of me at certifiedhealthnut.com, Certified Health Nut, Facebook, Certified Health Nut. I have over 200 videos, a lot of the videos when I was working in the Amazon, on youtube.com/certifiedhealthnut. And so you can Google my name, Troy Casey, Certified Health Nut, Troy Casey Health, Troy Casey Amazon. And you can, my videos should start populating from there. Go on my website as well. I've got a lot of free information out there on how to take care of the human body, everything on hydration, nutrition, cleanse and detox, weight loss, exercise, fitness. And so and if people are interested in working with me and what I'm doing in the world, in my mission, they can go to workingwithtroy.com, workingwithtroy.com. I partnered with David Sandoval. He's a Hollywood health guru, and so he has an organic wheatgrass company. And so we have a 10-day cleanse, and it's a great way to reboot the body and reboot everything that you're doing, rejuvenate, reset the metabolism, lose 5 to 20 pounds. And so I've been fasting and practicing internal purification and herbal medicine for 26 years. And so everything that I've done in the last 26 years, I've been doing 3 to 4 fasts a year, liver flushes, colon cleanses, et cetera, is representative in the products and the company I work with. So working with Troy.com.
That's great.
Yeah. So connect with me. And again, I have tons of free videos as well, all over the internet.
Fantastic. Well, that is really great. Well, if any of our listeners would like to ask a question, we do make that available on these shows. So I'm inviting any of our listeners to chime in if they would like. Yeah, sure. So
I love
Ada
questions.
Marie, what would you like to say about your feeling about this work that you did with Troy and his wife?
Well, it's just work I do with everybody that comes, but the nice thing was that they were taking notes, and I gave them some material, but they were taking notes, and they were asking questions that made sense to me. They weren't frivolous. They were here to learn something and to take it home and to use it. And they stayed in the guest house, which has been fixed up even more since they were here. We got the bathroom redone completely, and the front patio is all new. So we've done a lot of work since they were here, and hopefully they'll make another trip back sometime if they're in this area and stop in. I love all my people, and I have them on. They're on the healing circle, so they can call in for an hour every month and talk, and it's nice to know. And they don't have to talk the whole hour. They can talk 15 minutes and call back and talk another 20 minutes or 5 minutes, whatever it is.
Sure.
A lot of people on the circle call up and say, I'm taking a plane to Las Vegas. Is this a good flight? They give me the flight number, and I can tell them. Like One of my close clients of 27 years called me to tell me her husband was going to Malaysia, and I said, not on that flight, not on the 17th. You rebook that flight. And, of course, that was the flight that went down. And so he's still here. He didn't leave for two days later, and he did fine. But, I mean,
and, you know,
like
they become family, right?
Yes, they are my family. They're my kids,
sure.
and I'm mm-hmm. concerned about them. And when they, it's real interesting because if somebody calls up about a flight and I feel that it's not comfortable, I tell them so, and they do whatever they want to do. Most of them that have known me for 25 years, if I say I wouldn't take that flight, they don't take it. But,
okay, already then.
You never know, you know. And
absolutely.
And sometimes when they're driving, I'll say, look, be careful. And I don't say you could have an accident. I don't say something could happen. I just say to them very sweetly, please be careful. And they
mm-hmm.
are careful, and they bypass or they miss or they don't drive when something's coming up. They could be sitting in an accident somewhere. So
that's great. Yeah.
We're really, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But some of those calls are 5 minutes, so they still have time.
Sure.
You know what I mean? They
exactly.
do. Troy called
me
up. Yeah.
Oh,
Troy
yeah.
called up. I think
sure.
he talked for maybe 10 minutes. Did you talk that long, Troy? I don't know. But I think he only talked about 10 minutes. And
mm-hmm.
then he could still call again. Right.
Absolutely. So, that's great. Yeah.
But I have three
mm-hmm.
telephones, so I'm not always able to pick up. They have to leave a number so I can call them back. Because if you leave
yeah.
a number and a time where you're at, you know, if
uh-huh.
somebody calls me to tell me that, call me back and they're in Florida and here it is 7 o'clock at night, which is the last call I make, and I call them, what is it, 11 o'clock there? That's not good. You know, so if they say,
mm-hmm.
you know, call me, I'm in Tennessee, you can call me till such and such your time, then I can try to get back because I try my best to cover it. At the end of the day, sometimes I'm short three calls, but I do try to make as many of them as possible with the exception of a retreat. When I'm in a retreat, all my time and energy goes to that retreat. Right, Troy?
Of course.
Yeah. And I have somebody that cooks and takes care of things in the kitchen, so they don't go hungry, and they eat all home-cooked food, organic home-cooked food.
Alrighty,
then. It was good, too. It was
yeah,
really good.
That's
especially
great.
Especially those cakes and pies she makes.
Uh-huh. That sounds good.
All home-cooked. Oh, man.
Oh,
delicious.
Yeah.
She made us one to go, too.
Yeah, I made them an apple cake. And I think
oh,
Troy ate
great.
Half of the apple cake before. So I
that
made
is
another
so
one.
Cute. Oh, yeah.
And then I
well,
sent one home with them. Because they liked it.
Good. All right. Well, you know, that old-fashioned cooking, you don't get it very often these days, do you?
No, and that's very important because there's love in that old-fashioned cooking. And so
yep.
there's love and attention. And so,
yeah.
Well, guys, look, I've got to move on. If there's no calls, I got to
yep.
continue on prepping for my week of training here.
Okay. Well,
okay. Wonderful.
More
thank you so much for calling in. One more thing.
Yes.
Yes.
Give people your website address again, Troy, so that they can go on the internet and look you up wherever they can.
Okay.
Give that information one more time.
Okay, great. You can go to certifiedhealthnut.com. That's certifiedhealthnut.com. Or you can go to workingwithtroy.com. And so there's a place to get a hold of me via email there on both those websites, workingwithtroy.com and certifiedhealthnut.com. And so thank you, Mary and Ada Marie. I really appreciate the opportunity to share today And wishing you guys a very blessed Sunday.
And you too. I'm delighted you gave a very good talk.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you so
Bye.
Much,
guys.
Okay.
Thank
you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, so, well, that gives people a little bit of an idea of the kind of work you do.
And this boy is so energetic. It's amazing. You can tell, you know. He really is dedicated to turning the country around, the world around, and having people be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
He's really dedicated to that. And I have his card about being a health nut.
That's great.
It's a great card. I have it on.
Oh yeah, I'm sure it is. Well, we need a few. We need more than a few of those, don't we, to keep people alive. Boy, it's important,
well,
you know.
You know, there's so much of this takeout. Every time you turn around, somebody's in a restaurant getting a takeout. And restaurant food is restaurant food, no matter how good it is, or,
sure.
You know, it's
mm-hmm.
restaurant food. It's not home cooked. They love the fact that when they came into the kitchen, I was making food that they wanted, and I was at the stove doing it. And they would have their coffee and drink their water and take their juice.
Uh-huh.
And they loved
sure.
that.
Sure.
They were wonderful. They were just absolutely... Oh, I adored them. Really adored
and
them.
They can walk out, I guess, in, it's sort of the foothills of the mountain, isn't it? Sort
well,
of there.
We're in a very open space. There's a picture of it on the internet, on my website, I mean. And the guest house is across the way from the main house. So when someone
uh-huh.
comes for a retreat, they have the whole entire guest house to themselves.
Uh-huh.
So they can sit outside, they can sit, you know, in the house. There is no television in the house because I don't want them doing that. I want them to be aware of who they are and what they need to do. And when they found that out, they were pleased. So
yeah,
there's no radio
good.
Or televisions there. They are working
yeah.
on the most important person in their life, and that's himself.
That's
and
right.
that's what I do. So.
Ada Marie, we had Troy's his website. How about telling us about yours?
Oh, it's the Golden Oracle. The Golden Oracle is my site, and Ada Marie at the Golden Oracle is my email.
That's the goldenoracle.com, right?
Right, right.
And I understand that you do. I think our listeners should know that you do accept phone calls.
Yes, I accept phone. Yes, I do accept phone calls. I'm on the phone all day long, practically from 6 in the morning until 7 at night, and it's 520-896-9510. In other words, it's in Oracle, Arizona, and it's a very small little place. So those are the calls, and they can call in for a counseling. I do one-hour counselings, and they can call in for a counseling. And this spring, Mary, we have sunshine, and we finally got rain. And so I promised everybody that when it rained, I would give a $15 discount on an hour's counseling. That would make it, I think she told me.
Okay.
I did, because we haven't had any rain or snow all winter.
Well, you've got to celebrate, haven't you?
Yes, we do have to celebrate. So it's like $80 for a $100 call for an hour call.
My goodness.
So, that's a saving.
It certainly is. It's great.
Yeah, and
so,
amazingly enough,
yeah.
But it rained. It rained last night and the night before, and the day in the daytime, in the afternoon of the first day, rained in the afternoon, and it rained all night, Mary. The flowers came out. The roses are blooming. Oh, my goodness. Oh, what a thrill. And I was on the phone with somebody in New York, and they said, what are you doing? I said, I'm standing at the window looking at my roses in bloom. The rain is coming down. The rain is coming down. She said, "Are you nuts?" I said, "I'm crazy about rain, I'll tell you that. We need it so bad because we didn't have any snow this winter. And we didn't have any rain either. So this has been a godsend. And I'm grateful." But it was funny because she said, "Why? What are you talking about?" I said, "I'm talking about the rain. That's what I'm talking about. I want to give a tithing to the rain because we needed it so bad." So that is my tithing. If anybody who calls within the next, till the 15th of the month, will get a discount on their call. Because
that'd be wonderful.
We got rain, and we got
fabulous.
Rain.
All
and
right.
I didn't do a rain dance either. I just sat on the porch and prayed real hard.
Thanks for the miracle. Thanks for a miracle.
That's right. That's right. I thanked him for the miracle before it came. And I just kept saying, "I'm so grateful to see it raining. It's just so beautiful to see it raining. I thank you, God. It's just fabulous. This is the most wonderful rain we've ever had." And eventually it did it.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's one of the ways that we do work and as spiritual healers, and we do realize the power of the thoughts of the things that we tell ourselves, that the way they change our lives and the way they influence our lives, and we don't even realize it. You know.
Well, people don't know that what they think is what they become.
Of course.
You're perfectly healthy because you think perfectly healthy. And that's why you're perfectly healthy, because your mind isn't going to accept anything else. You're saying you're perfectly healthy.
Sure.
And then you get healthy no matter how badly you
I know I'm healthy.
Yeah.
I'm the healthiest person my age. I know.
Right. And I'm sure I am too. Just really. Amazing.
Oh, yeah.
So, just incredible. Anyway, that's what's going on, and I've got a show coming up in the BBC on the 27th of April, and that show is going to be on Thoughts Are Things for people throughout the world who listen to the BBC. So,
great. Is there a call-in number that you could give out
to,
so that...
I don't know the call-in number, but if they go on their computer and they go to, let me get the name of the show, and then they can reserve to hear the show.
Mm-hmm.
There's no charge.
Very good. Make a reservation to hear it. This is interesting.
Right, they do. Then they can go on, and then once they hear it, that they have the, it'll be on their machine always. Let's see. Where are you, lady? Where are you? This lady's here somewhere. I think she's here.
Okay.
If I can find her. The Gift of Healing TV. And it's a gift of healing. So here is a... I'm not really good at this stuff. It says HTTP... semicolon,
yeah.
/ www.giftofhealing.com / upcoming shows, and Ada Marie, The Gift of Healing. And
very
it's on
good.
The 27th. See, I read that right off the paper. I'm not too bad.
Yes. Good. Okay.
But it comes on, and they can go on that show, on that TV station, The Gift of Healing TV, The Gift of Healing.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm looking forward to that show. I think I love Sarah Jane. She's a coot to work with. She's like you. She's wonderful. So I will be really, really, really happy to do that.
Well, of course, I was in England a long time ago, back in 1979. But I spent a lot of time at the Spiritualist Association of Great Britain, and there were spiritual churches all over the place. And at the SAGB, they had a healing unit that was you could go in for healing anytime. They had healers on hand. And they actually, in England, healers are allowed to go in to hospitals and work with doctors.
I do work with a lot of doctors, but I don't go into the hospital. Mm-hmm. We talk on the phone. But, yes, mm-hmm. I do. I do help a lot of them in Los Angeles, mm-hmm. All over. I do have two doctors in the New York area, and they call if they want to know something. They say, what can you get about this? Or, okay, here's a name. Here's what I need to know. And then if I get it, I tell them. If I don't get it, I don't get it, you know.
Exactly.
I'm very honest about it. Sometimes you don't get, sometimes you don't get anything, and other times you get a lot.
Sure.
It's amazing. So.
Well, I was just talking with someone the other day who wanted to adopt a baby, and she had been searching for years, and you told her it's coming soon, and it sure did come soon. So.
That's right. She got
it.
Yeah.
I think it's marvelous that you can do that. You know, it's.
Well, I actually, Mary, it isn't me that does it. I receive that message from above.
Yes.
I'm just a receiver. I'm the battery and the receiver of that message.
Mm-hmm.
And I give the when if someone calls me and asks a question,
mm-hmm.
If the question is not going to be real positive, I ask them first, are you sure you want this answer?
Yes.
And sometimes they'll say no, and I'll say okay, because I didn't want to give it anyway. But a lot of the times the answer comes, and it comes out of my mouth before I can say anything.
Sure.
So,
I hear you.
You know, you.
You know,
but I am.
I've had as a healer, I've had things pop out of my mouth that were embarrassed me. So I was afraid I might have to duck. It was so bad, you know.
Well,
you know, I mean, sometimes you just can't help it.
Well, sometimes
you know.
It comes before you can do anything, and then other times, I'll feel a pause, and at that time, I can say, are you sure you want this message? Just recently, a lady's whose mother was in the hospital called me, and she said, I think it's over. And I heard the voice say, I don't think so. And I said, I don't think so. And she just took a deep breath. She says, thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, of course, her mother came through it okay. But that was the answer I got. She wasn't going to leave. But it didn't say that. It just answered her question. She said, I think she's leaving. And I said, I don't think so. In other words, the answer just answered the question she asked. And I talked to her mother yesterday. She says, what in the hell do they think I'm doing? I got things to do yet. I said, yes, ma'am, you surely do. So, but you see, being able to give the truth, simple truth, that way people can digest it however they can handle it. Because I don't
paint
any pictures.
And you know, sometimes I think doctors help people the wrong way. I mean, sometimes I wonder if they're afraid they're going to get sued. If it can be this wonderful or that bad, and they're scared to give you the hopeful outcome because if it doesn't happen that way, you can sue them. And it's just so
That's
sad.
Ridiculous. That's
I know,
ridiculous.
I know.
There's a lot of times people buy time. They don't even know they're doing it, but they do it. They'll buy time, and they'll buy another 10 years or something, and wish later that they hadn't done that. But, you know, that's up to them. That's between them and God. That's not between you and I and them. It's between
Absolutely.
Them and God.
Absolutely.
So when they say that's up to them. Anyway,
yeah.
We've got a lot of birds out here. It quit raining, and now the birds are out.
How marvelous. That's such beautiful.
Believe me, it is. It is. It's been wonderful to see the rain and the little birds on the ground, picking in the ground.
Yeah.
How fun.
Well, Ada Marie, I wonder, we have a few minutes left here. I wonder if you might have something special to say to our listeners today.
Well, the most special thing I can say is be honest with yourself and take care of your affairs. Don't allow somebody else to do it. Take care of them yourself. That way, you will always know where you stand. And that question comes like this has been the tax time. As you know, we're in it. And I've had so many people call. They're doing their taxes, but somebody did this and somebody did that, and they're in all kinds of trouble. And I said, you should have taken care of that all year long yourself. If you would have taken care of it yourself during the year, you wouldn't be in this thing. So take an estimated judgment and turn it in and pray that you're above what you needed to be. So, so please take care of your affairs. You as an individual, take care of your financial affairs and your body. As Troy said, treat your body like a temple and take care of it. And, of course, I do that because of the condition I was in, but everybody should do that, Mary. Everybody should.
Of course. I forgive me, but I do get annoyed with so-called spiritual people who say, oh, I'm on a spiritual level, and I don't care about my body. I'm just finishing up the last little touches before. This is my last incarnation, you know. And look, if the human body was not important, if it were not important, why on earth would an immortal spirit bother to lock itself into one for an indefinite period of time?
Right, right. Your body is a temple of God, and you have to treat it like that and take care of it. And you can stop all the nonsense about staying up 20 hours at a time or not eating right or all this stuff. It's a bunch of nonsense. If you want to live with yourself, take care of yourself.
Absolutely.
If you want to live
this
and have
the,
some...
This,
yeah.
This somebody, is the instrument that you chose to work with this time around.
That's right. And if you're sick and you're in bed and somebody's taking care of you, that's no fun at all, believe me. That's no fun. So
but they're never there when you need them.
No, they aren't. They aren't. And they're never there when you get crabby. They just walk off and leave you. So don't get crabby and don't get sick. Same
there
thing.
You go. Exactly.
Yeah, we're going to have to
get off the phone. It's wonderful. Well, we really do want to say, you know, take a deep breath. Stop. Anytime you feeling overwhelmed, stop for a moment, take a deep breath, and just think of all of the beautiful things in your life. And by the time you take the third breath, you're ready to go and face life again.
Right. That's a fact. So with that fact, we better call it a day, huh?
Yes, and wish everybody love and
light. And happiness. And perfect health.
Very definitely. Perfect. So thank you so much for calling in. We'll see you next week.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
And one more time, your website is thegoldenoracle.com. Okay, bye-bye.